Schools across the region have been rushing to test their faucets and fountains since Newark Public Schools revealed that lead contamination of its drinking water was widespread. As part of a collaboration with NBC4 New York and WNYC, WSHU's Charles Lane reports that on Long Island, more than two dozen public school districts are clamoring to get their water tested.
Many schools on Long Island never tested for lead before this spring. The sudden surge has environmental labs inundated with 500 to 600 water samples a day, and that's causing backups. Hank Grishman is superintendent at Jericho School District.
So when we first contacted our engineer and the labs, we were told a two-week turnaround time, maybe a three-week turnaround time, but in many cases now we're looking probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Glenn Neuschwinder runs EnviroScience, one of two major environmental engineering companies on the island. He has found unsafe levels of lead in most of the schools he's tested.
Maybe 20% of those buildings we're seeing are lead-free, if you will. About 20% are extraordinarily high, and the rest are somewhere in the middle where we need to deal with 2, 3, 4, 5 fixtures in a building that need to be either replaced or permanently shut off.
Lead is a neurotoxin. Occasional exposure is harmless, but repeatedly drinking contaminated water, especially for small children, can lead to developmental problems. So far, our reporting team has learned of 11 Long Island school districts where at least one water sample had lead levels above federal guidelines. Charles Lane, WSHU News.